Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side. And let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath. In and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relax. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now, slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart. And allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. A as you enjoy the feeling of energy warm your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides, resting on both sides of your head. Feel it flow just over and behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck to rest in your shoulders. Now the energy streams join together, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more the loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, resting on both sides of your head. It flows just over and behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck to rest in your shoulders. Now the energy streams join together, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Now imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flow across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then floating up to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding on to your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy. And let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly. In and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream. And let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Trip with Teddy. The cloudy sky didn't discourage Dakota. The soft and snuggly brown teddy bear felt excited anyway. Today, he was going on the solar train with the little boy. As Dakota gazed outside, the little boy popped out of bed, got dressed, and then hugged his favorite bear. He was even more excited than Dakota. When it was time to go, the little boy skipped as he walked with his mom and dad to the train station. The little teddy bear enjoyed feeling a bounce as he swung along with the boy's step. Dakota looked around and took a deep dragon breath in and out. As he enjoyed the fresh air. In the distance stood a sparkling glass building with elevated train tracks just behind it. The shiny new building seemed to grow in size as the family approached it. Finally, just outside the train station, the boy and his teddy bear took a moment to admire the solar panels and vegetation on the roof over the softly rounded, recycled glass panels and blossoming red roses. The train station was beautiful. The little boy's mom opened the door and asked, "Ready?" The little boy smiled, said, "Yes," and walked through. Dakota felt amazed. The sound of people talking bounced around him and filled the station. Sunlight spilled onto the floor through the vast windows and reflected off the metal. Squiggles of sunlight danced on the ceiling. The fuzzy brown teddy bear watched these light reflections as the boy and his family stepped further into the station. Dakota knew that the tracks were up a floor or two and wondered how they would get there. Would there be stairs? Or an elevator? The fluffy brown bear turned his attention to the path ahead of him and realized the family was headed straight for a giant escalator. Oh no, Dakota thought. He was afraid of escalators. The little bear couldn't understand how the disappearing stairs worked. Where did they come from? And where did they go? The little boy took smaller and smaller steps, slowing down as his family walked closer to the escalator. "What's wrong?" his dad asked. "Dakota is afraid of escalators, Dad," the little boy said. "Really? Do you know why?" his dad asked gently, stepping out of the way so other people could get past them while they worked on this challenge. "I think it's because he's worried he'll get pulled through with the moving stairs and be lost." That was exactly the reason the little teddy bear was worried. His boy knew him so well. "I see," the boy's mom said. "Well, let's take a look." The little boy held Dakota up, and they both watched the flat steps on the up escalator grow into steps, and then the steps on the down escalator flatten and disappear. "Do you think there's enough room for a bear to disappear?" his mom asked. "No," the little boy said, smiling. Dakota still felt nervous. "It's okay, Dakota. We'll take a deep dragon breath." "Ready?" the little boy asked. "Okay. Deep breath in and out." The fuzzy bear breathed along with the boy and felt a little better. "How about one more?" the little boy asked, and together they took a deep dragon breath in and out. Now the teddy bear felt a bit braver. The little boy gave Dakota a big hug, and now they were ready to try the escalator. It felt strange at first. The teddy bear rested in the little boy's arms as they glided smoothly up to the next level. About halfway there, Dakota decided the escalator was okay, maybe even fun. Then they arrived at the next floor. Together, the teddy bear and the boy watched carefully to know when to step off the moving stairs. And just like that, the pair was safely off. Dakota had made it up the escalator. He felt proud that he had tried something he had been afraid of. Now that they had made it upstairs, the family waited on the platform. Soon, the train arrived, and the family stepped on board. As the boy found a seat next to the window, Dakota yawned and snuggled in. The little teddy bear thought of all he had to be grateful for. Dakota felt happy he was joining the boy on the train trip. The fluffy brown bear felt thankful he had made it up the escalator. It had been kind of fun. Right now, Dakota felt especially grateful to have a comfy spot on the train next to the little boy where he could rest. The little bear gave himself a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. The little bear snuggled in with his nose tucked into the boy's elbow. Dakota took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little bear's mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep as he listened to the soothing sound of the train zipping along the tracks. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.